Welcome aboard, folks. Here we are on the 14th, in the middle of the month already of September. Hope you all are doing good, and life is good for you, and things are going well for you and your families. I know they're not going so well for our fighting men and women overseas right now. They're having a lot of problems in the Middle East, and we're losing men. We lost two Marines today. We had a guy on the internet spouting off, kill all soldiers. If you can believe that, they finally got him off. It's just, it's indescribable of what's going on. And here we have supposedly elite Marines going to Yemen. Now, what that means, folks, I don't know. Does that mean we're going to be in another war? Who knows? But they're sending the best of the best. They're sending the best of this country's got to offer. And these men go freely, honorably, to do their duty. But what really is their duty? I don't know. I mean, because of our passion and attachment towards Israel, everybody in the Middle East hates us. They just hate our guts. And I do have to say this before I start my monologue, is that thank you, President Obama, for not kowtowing to Benjamin Netanyahu with all the orders he gave you. After all, you are the President of the United States of America, the most powerful nation on earth, the most giving nation on this earth, the most caring nation on this earth. And it's my privilege to live in this great country. It's my privilege to talk about the great people that serve this country. So let's remember our men and women that are fighting overseas right now. May God bless them, and may they be safe and healthy and come home as soon as possible. I would hope tomorrow. Thank you. Thanks, folks, again for listening to Your Voice Counts. It just means the world to me. It really does. And especially on this great radio station, RBN. Real news, real talk. Real people, because you can't handle the truth. And if you can't handle the truth, you know, stick around and listen to this show and other shows in RBN, and you'll learn about the truth, because we don't mix words here, and we don't try to start any fights or anything like that, and we don't cuss or anything like that. There may be a H word or a BS word or something like that that slips out every now and again, but that is just the way it happens sometimes. So that's one of the reasons that I'm glad to be on RBN, and I certainly do appreciate it. And I always open my show up with a dedication to the crew of my fallen shipmates that died that day, very young men that didn't have the chance to live as we have. Folks, we'll be right back. Remember, support your sponsors on RBN, greatest radio station on this network and around the world. So please support them, and we'll see you in just a few minutes. Thank you.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling, and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked a silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34 and wounding almost 200 more. They're just sending down a merciless nail palm. It looked like a devil's Star Wars, and the liberty fell like a wounded and dying lamb. The men and the lions betrayed, and their souls were surely damned. And all the fear and the death and the pain will never depart me.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks, for hanging on, and I do appreciate it very, very much. And I will leave or start off again with why I do this show. And you know, I've been haunted for 45 years. And I truly mean this, folks. I've been haunted by what happened June 8, 1967 at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Sinai in international waters, when 34 of my brothers, 34 of my brothers were slaughtered, and 174 others were wounded, including myself. And those murders by the hands of Israel, our ally, our supposed ally, have been and are in vain. The wounding of over 100, well, at least 174 others have been in vain. Folks, I know you've heard this before, but I just it just needs repeating. There were over 850 cannon rocket holes in our ship. Can you imagine that? This is an old Victory World War II ship. It was a cargo ship, and they turned it into a spy ship. By the way, one of the most sophisticated spy ships in the world at that time. But 850 cannon rocket holes, napalm burning us up, over 5,000 armor-piercing bullets in her side, a 40 by 40 foot hole in her starboard side, shot by three boats that the United States government bought, and every bullet, every piece of powder, every torpedo was bought and paid for by the United States government. And that 40 foot hole slaughtered 34 of my shipmates in an instant. It blew them to bits. Yes, their lives have been taken in vain. And that's my job, is to make sure that their lives have not been taken in vain. They are somebody. They are people. They have parents. They have brothers, sisters, and sons, and daughters. And they deserve all the recognition that this country can give them. Forget about me. Forget about everybody else. So let's not forget those 34 men that have died since then. In that day, and the men that have died since then from wounds, self-inflicted wounds, alcoholism, drug abuse, you name it. This crew has been through it. But we're trying to stick together and make sure that the American people never has to go through this again. Ever go through this again. And folks, you know, another thing that is so despicable in my mind is we only had three life rafts left. We were going to put our most severely wounded in them to at least to try to save their lives, because we had no idea that the Israeli torpedo boats were going to shoot them out of the water. Yeah. They shot our life rafts out of the water. Now, we had a crew of 294. We had enough life rafts for every soul aboard that ship. We only had three left. And they wouldn't even let us put our most seriously wounded in them to try to save their lives when the captain said, abandon ship. They shot two of them out of the water and took one of them aboard their boats, I guess as a trophy. As a trophy as slaughtering their American allies, their benefactors, the people that give them their money, the people that protect their backs. Now I'm talking about our Congress, our presidents, that have held this despicable, disgraceful, dishonorable, ugly truth for the last 45 years and covered up for a state that committed war on the United States of America, and they committed war crimes unspeakable, so unspeakable I can't even talk about them on the radio show because I would just choke up if you would have seen what I saw that day. They sent helicopters to finish the job of killing us all. For some reason, thank God, the gig was up. It was all over the world that they knew who was attacking us, Israel. And we got it out. We got a message out. The United States Navy never sent help to us because it was called back by the President of the United States and McNamara and John McCain Jr., Senator McCain's father from the state of Arizona. His dad would not come help us. His dad denied aircraft coming to our help. Unforgivable. Unforgivable. These war crimes against America and this war cast upon America 45 years ago continues on to this day. For the crew of the USS Liberty, And it should continue on in the minds of America, because if they did it once, they'll do it again. Anybody that can get by with cold-blooded murder of murdering Americans on the high seas, doing what the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the National Security Agency told us to do, needs to be held accountable, folks, because it can happen to you, and it can happen to your sons and daughters and your grandsons. Look at the Middle East and what's going on right now, folks. We are in such terrible, terrible shape. We're flat busted. We're going off a cliff right now in debt. We're going off a cliff right now in wars. Are we going to start another war in Yemen? All for the benefit of Israel? With sorrow, we had an ambassador killed several days ago. With sorrow, with deep sorrow, and I mean that sincerely, but with deep sorrow, this ambassador wasn't on the front lines every day. He wasn't eating meals ready to eat. He wasn't over there eating sand every day. But that doesn't make his life any more important than anybody else's. And my regrets to his family, his friends, and to our country. Folks, there's a special, just so many special people that do this show that helped me get this show on the air. And a special thank you to Kat. I had the pleasure of talking to Kat just before the show came on. What a special, special woman she is, and her great husband, Kat Faber, and her husband, Rick, for getting such, fine guests on Your Voice Counts, my radio show. And I thank you, Kat, deeply for your beautiful, beautiful, heartfelt USS Liberty tribute songs to the crew. It means so much to so many, and I can't thank you enough. And I also want to thank your dad for coming out of surgery, getting his old pumper fixed, and he's looking good, and he's taking care of himself, and I believe he's 88 or 89, something like that, I believe Kat told me, and he's doing fine, so God bless him for that, and we certainly appreciate it, and we know that his wife, Helen, is just in glee for that, taking good care of her husband, and it's so nice that they can be together in their later years and be happy and have such great children as Kat and her sister and a great son-in-law as Rick that helps out so much. I just want to make that clear that these people are so special in my life that it makes me very, very happy to know them. A very other special person and that has been a friend and a shipmate of mine for many, many years is John Gadesco. And John's wife, Helen, is still recovering from her foot. And hopefully she's going to be up and around. And I bet old John puts her to work because I don't think he likes to do the laundry too much. But he'll keep on doing it as long as it takes and takes good care of his family. And he also takes care of the USS Liberty. So, folks, if you want to go to one of the finest websites you're ever going to find anywhere on the Internet, just go to tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. Now, don't go to any other site. Go to this one, tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. Best site on the Internet. Folks, we got another break coming up, and then I'm going to kind of finish my monologue here. But support your sponsors on RBN. They're the ones that keep us going. And thank you for joining in. Feel free to call if you'd like to talk about our topics tonight. Ron Kuchel will be with us along with Phil Rustino. Go ahead, and we'll see you in just a minute, folks. Thank you.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Welcome back, folks. I hate to cut Kat's song, quickly off there, but we have some important guests on the line, and I apologize, Kat, because your voice is so beautiful and what you've done, and God bless you, and you know I mean that, and I wouldn't take that song off for anything, not unless it was extremely important. And I'm going to say this, folks. Thank you, RBN. Thank you, John Statmiller, for giving me and the crew of the USS Liberty a voice we've never had before, a voice that tells about the mass murders that took place June 8, 1967 at the hands of Israel. And even more frightening, folks, is the cover-up by our own government. So, folks, if you got a few bucks, go to republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org. They have a pledge drive going, and send them a few bucks. Let's keep this great fine radio show going. And also, I want to close with saying thank you, Devin. He's our board operator. He's working the show tonight. And Devin, thank you for a job well done. This is the third show you've done, and I'm very impressed with your expertise, and I appreciate that very much. And if we could bring both Ron Kukul up and Ernie Gallo, I'd appreciate it. Welcome aboard, shipmates.
Hey, thank you, Phil.
Yes, thanks, Phil. Yeah.
Well, good,
fellas. Good to be here.
Yes, thank you for calling in, and I really, really certainly appreciate it. And I appreciate your service and what you've done, and I have not had a chance, Ernie, to get to Jesse's video. Is that correct?
Yeah, right.
And I will do that this evening, but I've been gone all day, and I haven't seen it. And I wanted to, again, thank you both for coming on. And first of all, Ernie, let's start with you. Why did you call in tonight, and what's on your mind on your voice counts?
For two reasons. Well, one, Ron asked me to think about it, and the other reason is that this is such a dangerous time for our country, and all those sailors that are aboard those ships. It's so easy to have a black flag operation now and draw us into this, into anything in the Middle East.
I agree 100%, and that's what I'm afraid of, too, because we're living proof of that. And, God gave us the voice, and God gave us the challenge to hopefully prevent this from happening. Ron, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know what I think about that, Phil? I've been saying it for close to 45 years as a former chaplain for the Liberty Veterans Association. I do believe that God saved the Liberty on that day. I really don't care what anybody thinks when I say it, because I know it's true. I never have in my whole life ever seen the miracles that happened that day that kept us afloat. And even to this day, after 45 years, we're still afloat. Thanks to a lot of people. We're getting involved in a lot of things that we haven't been involved in before. I think the word is getting out there a lot more than it has in the past. And it's a far cry, is it not, Phil, from Little Bighorn, Wyoming, over 40-some years ago.
It is a far cry when we were there with a book. And eight or nine wonderful old ladies that listened to our story, and that was very, very refreshing. And that was the first time I ever spoke out in public about the USS Liberty. But I wanted to get back to Ernie and this. I believe it's an 18-minute video. Ernie, explain how that came about, please.
Jesse De La Puncion in Hawaii. I have been talking to him over the years, and he's been a Liberty supporter. Jesse wanted to do something special with the TV media in Hawaii. So since I have the copyrights of Dead in the Water, he asked me if he could do something with that movie to shorten it. And, I got to thinking about it, and I said, you know, Jesse, I also have a pamphlet. If somehow the marriage could come together between what you're doing and my pamphlet, that would be great. So he did a masterful job of snipping and snipping at the movie and putting together so that the words of my pamphlet would come together with the segments within Dead in the Water. And it turned out to be really great. And I sent a copy over to John Gadesco, who's a genius when it comes to electronics, and he managed to put the video on his website. So you were very on the mark by mentioning his website. I hope this video, this 18-minute video.
Ernie, excuse me, shipmate. Hang on, guys, don't go anywhere. We got a break. Folks, support your sponsors on RBN. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth. Thank you. We'll be right back with Your Voice Counts.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts. And I certainly appreciate Kat's beautiful, beautiful voice and her tribute to our songs. And folks, before I ask these two gentlemen any more questions, two shipmates that lived through a nightmare, a living hell. You have to understand about something about these two guys, these two shipmates that have fought for years and years and years. Both of them are communication technicians, which means that they worked at the highest levels of the United States government for their National Security Agency. What they did, I don't know, and they've never told me. It's none of my business. And they wouldn't tell you now, even if you put a hot iron on their face. That's just the type of people they are. But they will stand up for what's right, and they will tell the truth. And they will tell it the way it's supposed to be told. They lived it. Both of these fellows are very, very lucky to be on the phone tonight. Oh, actually, we're all lucky in one way or another that we didn't get killed. So I have two of the most trusted men on one of the most sophisticated spy ships in the world in 1967 on Your Voice Counts, trying to get the truth out and make it right with the world. And gentlemen, my thoughts are this. If the truth about the USS Liberty would come out in its full entirety, we have a shot. We have a shot at saving many, many lives. What are your thoughts? Who wants to come up first?
Go ahead, Ernie. I'll listen to you first.
I was going to defer to you, Ron. God
bless
you.
I'll take it. I'll take it for a little bit here. Yes, we don't need a carbon copy of what happened on June 8th, 1967, when we were within a few minutes, to my estimation, of World War III. Secondly, Phil, I want to thank you, because you're always thanking everybody else. I want to thank you for once, for this time, for bringing up who Ernie and I were and how our trustworthiness in the United States government. The reason I bring that up again is because I want to thank you for saying it so I didn't have to, because sometimes it sounds like I'm blowing my own horn. But tonight I read on Facebook that Eileen Fleming was in the company of about two congressmen and a couple senators, and she brought up the USS Liberty. And one of them said, in essence, that why do you have to bring up this old history? Well, we're bringing up this old history because it hasn't been resolved. And it hasn't been resolved because you people in Congress will not listen. And if you don't listen to us soon, you are going to put us back in World War III. Now, what more can I say, Phil? I mean, they don't want to listen to some of the most trusted people that worked in the United States government. Yeah, it was over 40-some years ago, but we haven't changed, have we, Ernie? I don't think we have.
No, the Liberty story is a microcosm to a much bigger issue that exists in our country. And we represent a thorn in Congress's side, and it's one that they have a very difficult time coming to grips with. And that simply is that they know that if they dare investigate the Liberty or say anything in our favor, that they run the risk of AIPAC coming down on them, cutting off any funding that they may supply them, and providing that money to their opponent, so they're never reelected again. That's the kind of discipline or rhetoric that we're up against.
Okay, I listened to both of you guys, and I understand exactly where you're coming from, because I just happen to believe exactly as you both do, because we've been through this so many times, and we've tried, we've written letters, we've been on radio shows, we've been on TV, we've done this, we've done that, and it is like taking a rubber hammer to the Rock of Gibraltar and trying to break it down. It's just not going to happen because of the power that AIPAC, ADL, ICE, and Israel has over our elected congresspeople and our elected presidents since JFK, when JFK said that nuclear weapons would not be easily handed over to Israel, and we all know what happened to John Fitzgerald Kennedy. So with us as a small group of men that saw chaos and murder and mayhem and deceit and lies in our lifetime, is this going to bring us down? Is this going to be the last step? Is this going to be Armageddon? Is this going to be Netanyahu's revenge against the United States because of Obama refused to meet with his demands or even meet with him personally in Washington, D.C.? Either one of you or both of you can take up that subject, please.
Well, Obama has showed some courage here that I've never seen before, that's coming from him. And I got to say that I have not been what you'd call a real Obama fan, but I will give him this much credit. He has shown some courage. He's shown some strength that our forefathers have shown for many, many years. the presidents before him who never backed down from anything. And, well, that probably did happen, but there was a lot of strength. A lot of presidents who, when they made a stand, they made one. And it's a little bit of a turnaround for him, and I got to tell you, it surprised me. I'll turn it over to Ernie now.
Like yourself, I have a lot of criticism about President Obama's economic policy, especially reading a number of books and understanding how this country ticks a little bit. There's a lot. He could have done a lot of things better. But, yes, he has shown tremendous backbone. And given his Muslim background and his Christian background, I can see him, his dilemma of rather than pussyfoot around with the Palestinian issue, getting in Netanyahu's face and letting him know that he realizes what's going on and enough's enough. And fair is fair. And Netanyahu and the rest of, or I should say the Israeli supporters in our Congress, would have nothing but support for Netanyahu rather than the president. So I don't blame him for not wanting to talk to Netanyahu, given what happened the last time he was here, embarrassing him in front of the press. he's the president of the United States, and he should have never done that. And then for Congress then to have standing ovations for the for this Zionist who would, how can I put it, stick it in our face and for anything that Israel wants or needs to do.
Ernie, when you brought up anything that Israel needs to do, it is it's very clear in my mind, and it's not so clear in so many other people's minds, that because Israel is quote unquote day after day, minute after minute, thought of as a perfect and great and wonderful ally of the United States of America. Well, Rachel Corrie just had a trial in Israel, and they found that the IDF couldn't see her, and all the footage and everything else on this tank made in America by Caterpillar. It had guns on it. It had, you know, a tank-type weapon on it, and you could see the visual of this courageous young woman being mowed over. But how many other people have been mowed over? The Palestinians have been mowed over day after day. They steal their trees. They steal their sacred olive trees. And then we go to the USS Liberty in 1967, and our government sends no rescue aircraft. They leave us out there. They tell us not to say anything. They wish we would have sunk and gone away. And, of course, the footprint in the Middle East would have been all America and all Israel, or perhaps just all Israel. So with our little voices and what we're still trying to do, do either one of you or both of you, do you see any light at the end of the tunnel?
One thing I'm afraid of, Phil, and I've thought about it over and over and over again, is on June 8, 1967, we dealt with Russia. If this happens again, we're not only going to be dealing with Russia, we're going to be dealing with China. And God only knows how much money we owe them. So where do we think we're going with this? I got to tell you, I'm pretty much down on the Congress, because the common sense is not a part of their thinking, as near as I can tell. So where are we going to go with this? Are we going to go ahead and, as usual, ignore the people that have seen this, ignore the people that know exactly what's going to happen again, and most specifically, ignore those that were trusted the most back in those days? I'll leave it up to you on that one.
I pray that someday our country sees the light of day, that we got to return to our original values. And will that happen? If history is any judge, we've got to go through something very terrible for us to finally realize it. But the one thing this country does have is that we do come around, even, but it may take some very terrible event in order for that to happen. That is why, if I have any opportunity to reach a ship that's leaving to go to Mayport, for me to tell the skipper to watch his back around the Israeli Defense Forces, because there isn't an American politician who'll stand up for that skipper, and that he should do whatever he has to do to stay safe around them. When they attacked us, they were sending a message to the United States in no uncertain terms to get out of their way when they feel that their security is threatened and that they need to do something. And that's my fear. You know, if President Obama tells his Navy to stand down, not to wage war against the Iranians or whatever, and then the Israelis feel that we're in their way, God help us. And you know, they're smart enough where with their Mossad, they could plan a black flag operation. That's why I mentioned it earlier, so that it makes it look like the Iranians attacked us first to draw us into the war. God help us. And everybody, I hope everybody in our listening audience will pray as hard as they can that there's resolution, and that somehow or another the rest of America can see through this.
Ernie, a very well thought out, as also as Ron's comments. But I'm wondering, shipmates, in your mind, and you know, this is just my view, that in 1967, I think our fate was sealed months before we left Norfolk, Virginia, and John Gadusko pushed us away with his right foot, I believe, and we were on our way because of the fact that help was never sent to us. They didn't care about us. We didn't get even help till 18 hours later, as you both know, in the carnage and the suffering and the hurt and the death and the agony aboard our great ship, USS Liberty. I hate to think that our government was part of that, but I just can't get that out of my mind. They must have been, in order not to have anybody come help us. Your thoughts, please.
I want the cold, hard facts put in front of me on this one, Phil. I don't blame you for what you're thinking and what you feel about it. I don't blame you one bit. There's some things that bother me. For example, we ended up having to sail the Liberty 1,000 miles to Malta for repairs. It's always bothered me for a long time when places like, I think, Crete were closer, a lot of closer places. And it has bothered me for a long time why they would send us that many miles. Because as one of the fellows, Larry Broyles, told me, he said there was no doubt in his mind that ship was going to go down. It wasn't a maybe. That's what he told me. He was down there. He was doing shoring up from the USS Davis. He said there was no doubt. Nobody said maybe this ship will go down. It will go down if we don't get it shored up. I don't know how many people in high places knew that, but 1,000 miles is a long ways to send anybody when they're that badly damaged. Your thoughts?
Go ahead, Ernie.
Well, I really believe that, especially after talking to my friend that works at the White House, he was an historian at the time, that You know, it was Murphy's Law operating at its best. What I'm and stupidity at the White House. Where I'm coming from is the NSA sent, told the Joint Chiefs to get the ship moved 100 miles off the shore.
Hang on, we Ernie. Know that. Hang on, Ernie. We got another break coming up. Folks,
okay.
Support your friends and good people at RBN. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth. Thank you for listening to Your Voice Counts. We'll be right back. Two very, very special people. Thank you.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
I never thought I would experience what I have by being on the RNA drops. Since I started the drops, I've gotten married, started 3 businesses, and feel limitless. My name is Brandon, and I've always been a skeptic because one of my companies is an investment firm, so we look at the facts. And I was presented a bottle of RNA drops without any documentation in 2010 and began taking them due to highly reliable sources and their recommendations, and things quickly progressed. My life seemed brighter, and then one day it happened. I was working in my office on a sunny morning, and my spiritual body did a 360-degree backflip and softly landed back in my chair. And that was the day it began. That was my bread of life. To view this patented product, go to freeRNANow.com. That's freeRNANow.com, and begin your ascension process. God bless.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked the silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34 and wounding almost 200 more.
Should we go to your voice counts on Republic Broadcasting Network? And I would like to, we got a few minutes left here before the end of the first hour, and then we got Phil Versino coming on. But I want either one of you to, you know, close the show, the first hour, with your thoughts. And, you know, folks, I've had a lot of Jewish people on this radio station, and this isn't picking on Jews. This isn't picking on anybody. This is getting the truth out. And our government has lied, our Congress has lied, and our presidents have lied about what's going on with the USS Liberty. And again, we're fighting an uphill battle, but we've done that before. And And these two great guys here, Ernie was former president of the Liberty Veterans Association, among other things, and Ron is the chaplain of the USS Liberty Veterans Association, in my view, and always will be. So whoever wants to take off first, please go ahead.
Well, I want to thank you, Phil, first of all. I've always said, as long as I can remember on this, and I like to make it very apparent to the listening audience, that we have not done anything to cause any kind of problems with the Jewish people. There's no racism on here that I know of. And we have had Jewish people on. We've had CIA operatives. We've had former congressmen, former senators, former Senator Adlai Stevenson, who told it like it was. We've had Cynthia McKinney. I'm not sure if she was on, but she was active at the time. And she knows what can happen when you make a move to tell the truth about all this. So, Phil, there ain't nobody that I know of, not anybody that can say and point their finger that we are this or that of any kind. And as Dr. James Dobson said years back, there's good and bad in all people. I think we all believe that. So that'll be my final statement tonight. I do have to beg off here right after this hour's over with. And I apologize to Phil Rustino. If I can get back on in another 20 minutes or so, I'll do that.
Okay, thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. And, you know, Ernie, if you could tell a quick story about the Navy League, I'd appreciate it in Florida.
Well, things are okay now, but in the past, I was a member of the St. Augustine Navy League, and I was kicked out because I refused to lie about the Israelis deliberately attacking the USS Liberty. And so there's people out there that, especially if they're in power, they're going to use their power to sequester or to marginalize anyone who's negative towards Israel. So I beg our listeners that please spread the word about what happened to us and that the attack was deliberate, and that the Zionists in Israel, I don't want to see Israel wiped off the face of the earth or anything like that, but the Zionists in Israel are taking the country down the wrong road, and that they need to remember that the Palestinians are human too, and they have a right to exist. That our listeners, when you do that, you run the risk of someone coming at you viciously because they want to believe that Israel is our most trusted ally, and we shouldn't say anything negative about them.
Okay, thank you, Ernie. God bless both you guys for coming on the show. Both tremendous shipmates, very brave men that have not only given their life and their blood and their money to this cause. We're in it not just for ourselves. We're in it for America. So thank you both for being on Your Voice Counts.